Getting a Nesugya. So, we had Gemara's in front of us, we would be able to say we're starting a new page. We'll turn out to Daf Hamad Aleph, but it is a different Sugya, a little bit different than some of the things we've been talking about in terms of Bia and Yibum, etc. The Gemara begins by asking a question, Minayin Sh'af Pishtar. The Mishnah listed off three different methods of Kedusha, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So Kesef, we spoke about the source, Bia, we spoke about the source, and now the Gemara begins to discuss what's the source for Shtar. The Gemara says, "Vedidu." The Gemara starts off with a kavachomer. Yeah, the premise always being, if you have a kavachomer, then there's no need for a pasuk. What would the kavachomer be? Uma kesef she'ein moitzi machnis. Kesef does not have the ability to let a woman go free. Namely, kesef can't be used for a gerusha that we know already based on psukim, but yet kesef can be machnis. Kesef is acceptable for kedushin. That we spoke about also great length kicha kicha. So you see from here that, in a sense, it's easier to be kona than it is to free, than it is to be megarish. So shtar shemotzi, shtar which has the ability to free a woman, you're right to get an odin shemachnis, kalachomer, that it should have the ability to be megarish a woman as well. So if you put a hierarchy between kesef and shtar, it sounds like kesef, shtar is a more effective kinyan. Shtar is a higher level of kinyan than kesef. Proof positive that shtar can do things that kesef can't do. Shtar can be megarish, whereas kesef can't be megarish. So the Gemara says, no, that kavachomer is not convincing. Mal kesef, shekein podun bo hekdesh shemayse sheni. Tomas shtar, shein podun bo hekdesh shemayse sheni. That kavachomer is based on the premise that shtar is always greater, shtar is always more effective than kesef. That's not the case. I'll prove to you a scenario where shtar is less effective than kesef. What can kesef do that shtar can't do? Kesef can be used to be paid the hektish. Kesef can be used to be paid the maaseh sheni. Person either dedicated something to the Beis HaMikdash, or person has his maaseh sheni that's supposed to be in Mishalayim, b'kedusha v'tahara, and now he doesn't want to bother bringing it, he wants to be pulled in. So the Torah says that's okay. In Parshas B'chukosai, the Torah speaks about pidgin hektish. Parshas Re'e, the Torah speaks about pidgin maaseh sheni, but the halacha is the chesiv v'nasan and kesef akumlo. The din of pidgin has to be dafka with kesef. You can't be pulled to hektish with a shtar. So the fact that you can be pulled to hektish with kesef, you can't be pulled to hektish with a shtar, that shows that that hierarchy that we set up before, shtar greater than kesef, is not necessarily correct. So when all the dust settles, the kavachoma just fell. So what is the source for kedusha shtar? So Makrav Yatzva Haisa, the Gemara says, don't worry, we have a pasuk anyway, the Braisa says. The pasuk is the comparison, the drasha, the Yatzva Mibeso, the Hocha Vahaisa Lishachir, that the Torah compares getting married to getting divorced. Makash Avayel Yitzia, my Yitzia Bishtar, just as Yitzia, just as a get, is done with the document. So to Kedushin, one of the methods of Kedushin is to Ishtar. So when all the dust settles, there is a din of Kedushin Ishtar. It's a Kedushin Derais, there's no question about it. It's derived from this Hekesh, compared Kedushin to Gerushin. But before the Gemara realized that it's necessary for this Hekesh to exist, we could have theoretically done it through Kavachomer. That would have been also sufficient if the Kavachomer would have been valid Kavachomer. But at the end of the day, the Kavachomer had a hole in it. And the problem, the deficiency with the kavachomer was this halach of kesef is poldim bohektesh, shtar is ein poldim bohektesh. So we now have to begin to focus on this pircha, this question, this reality that shtar cannot be used to be poldim bohektesh shemayse sheni, because it's that halacha that ultimately rejected the kavachomer, which ultimately necessitated the pasuk. So we have to take a step back and analyze what exactly that means. Shtar in podim hektish maaseh sheni. So it's this line in the Gemara that's going to open up a whole new world in terms of issues relating to Maseches Kedushin, relating to Pinyin Aben, relating to Pinyin Hektish, Basheni. A lot of different areas of Allah are all going to come together just in terms of understanding properly what this phrase means. Shtar in podim hektish maaseh sheni. So the first question we have to ask ourselves is, what is the case? Give me the example of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be pulled to my hektish. I'm trying to be pulled to my shani with a shtar. That's what I'm attempting to do. And that's what the pasuk, v'nasa nekesef, v'kamlo, is telling me that that's not effective. That's not going to work. So I have to know what I'm trying to do before I can understand why it's not going to work. So if you take a look at the third in the Mem Kamos, the Rashba in our sugya, quotes from Rashi, Malik Kesef, Shekin Paidim Hekdashis, and Maisa Shani, a Maisa, so I have a star in Paidim Hekdashis, Pish Rashi's out. Im Kosef Star al Moos, Ein Hekdash Padui, the Ba'inan Venasa Kesef Akam Lo. So the Rashba quotes from Rashi that the scenario that ultimately is not going to work, but it's important to identify for us, the scenario that's not going to work, says Rashi, that a person is all ready to be pulled as Ma'aseh Sheni. He's all ready to be pulled as Ekdesh, and he's looking around in his pocket, he can't find any cash. He doesn't have any coins. There's nothing to be pulled to the Ekdesh. He's plotzing, he wants to eat the Ekdesh. He's plotzing, he wants to eat the apple of Ma'aseh Sheni. So what's he going to do? So he whips out a piece of paper, and he writes an IOU to Ekdesh. I owe you Hekdesh, $50. I owe you Ma'aseh Sheni, 50 cents. Whatever the case may be, he writes a shtar al hamaos. So Rashi says that's what the Gemara is driving at when it says that Hekdesh is not acceptable. And you know why that Hekdesh is not acceptable? That pidyon is not acceptable. Because it's a state v'nosad ha-kesef, become low. You have to give kesef. You can't give a make. You can't give a hocus pocus. You can't write an IOU until you have the cash in your hands to be paid the kedusha on. The pidyon is not going to work. That's a Rashi little pshat in this gemara. So the Rashba is bothered with the mechanics of this case. The Rashba says ain't a mechuvah. The Rashba says this doesn't seem to be the correct case. The Rashba is not arguing with the din. He's just saying this is not what the gemara is talking about. The bechaygavna afilu beisha ain't a mekudeshes. Says the Rashba, let's not forget that the shtar that the Gemara is discussing, we're trying to find the case that's going to work for Kedushin, that's falling short in terms of Hekdesh and Ma'aseh Sheni. That's the Shach Matar of the Gemara. So the Rashba says, if you take Rashi's case and put that up on the pedestal as the example of Kedushin shtar, so that would mean is as follows. The guy standing under the chuppah, and the rabbi whispers to him and says, where's the ring? Find the ring, fine. Like the same guy who can't find the quarter to be finding the apple on. He's looking, searching, and that's his father. So they lost the ring, can't find the ring. He says, no problem. Takes out a piece of paper, writes to his dear Kala, I owe you $100 for Kesef Kedushin, and hands it a piece of paper. Do we say Mazel Tov? So the Rashi says, we don't say Mazel Tov. No Kedushin, that's garnish. That's not called anything. That wouldn't be effective for Kedushin. So now the Rashba says, once you tell me that that's not acceptable for Kedushin, so then we have to go back to Agamar and say, well, wait a second. We're talking about the shtar that's going to work for Kedushin, that's not going to work for Pidyon Hekdesh. The Rashi went overboard. Rashi went overkill a little bit. Rashi gave you an example of a shtar. The type of a shtar that Rashi is describing is so profoundly no good, it wouldn't even be good for Kedushin. So that can't be the topic of discussion of the Gemara. That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba's not arguing any halacha in Rashi. The Rashba's just arguing that the words of the Gemara don't fit now. The whole flow of the Gemara doesn't fit properly because you created a case of a shtar that anyway is not going to work for Kedushin. So that clearly cannot be what the Gemara is talking about. So what is the Gemara talking about? It's very easy to reject Rashi's shtar. So what does shtar in the Gemara mean? So we have to skip all the way down to the Rashba, the second line from the bottom. So what would the case of Pidyon Hekdesh B'Shtar look like that doesn't work, that its parallel case would work by Kedushin? Im Kosav B'Shtar, Hekdesh Zeh Padui, Eino Padui. Not that the person's writing an IOU to the Beis HaMikdash. The person's not promising money to the Beis HaMikdash. He's writing a text of B'Shtar and saying, Ayadei B'Shtar, the Hekdesh should be Padui. So that is a perfect parallel to Kedushin. Do me a Dishtar Kedushin. She calls Lahret Mekudeshesli. When you have a Kaddish and Isha Bishtar, you don't write her an IOU. You don't write her, I'm going to give you a ring in a month from now. That's not what you write. You write Lahret Mekudeshesli. Bishtar is that? It means this shtar itself affects the Kedushin. So that's the parallel case. That's the corresponding case by Pidyon Hekdesh and Ma'aseh Sheni, that you write a shtar saying, Hare Hekdesh Zepodoy, Hare Ma'aseh Sheni Zepodoy. So it happens to me that doesn't work. That's the Gzeres HaKosav, V'Nosar HaKesef HaKomlo. So at the end of the day, the Rashba came up with an alternate pshat as to what the shtar of the Gemara is talking about, which keeps it much more in line, much more in sync with the shtar of Kedushin that we already know from other sugyas. So when all the dust settles, there's a machloikis Rashi in the Rashba in terms of taich, in terms of pshat in the Gemara. What is the shtar? Shekein po the Bechdesh Ma'aseh Sheni. But we don't see clearly a machloikis lahalacha. Means at the end of the day, shtar doesn't work. What the shtar is, you pick and you choose which one it is. But something emanates from this sheet, this Rashba, a tremendous chiddush from this Rashba. The Rashba, in passing, in the process of rejecting Rashi, so the Rashba taught us an important halacha that we wouldn't necessarily know. The Rashba taught us the din. This could happen today. A guy standing in the and holding an apple in his hand, and he wants to eat the apple, and he's trying to be pulled to the apple, and he can't find the coin. What do you do? So I would have thought, what's the big deal? Write an IOU. You can write an IOU to anybody. Write an IOU to the Maaseh Shady. Write an IOU to Maaseh Shady. I would have thought that's okay. And the Rashba said, no, that's no good. And then the Rashba said, and the same way that's no good, it's no good under the Chuppah also. If a guy's standing and he can't find the ring, I would have thought, what's the big deal? Let him write an IOU. No, it's not going to work, says the Rashba, because that somehow was not considered to be kesef in halacha. So we have to stop and analyze this Rashba, because the Rashba was just b'chadish for us, a real din deraisa, that within the world of kesef, or the world of kedusha kesef, or kinyani kesef, or hektuah, any time the halacha requires an asinas kesef, an IOU is not the halacha equivalent of an asinas kesef. The ramification of this statement may be very, very significant for us. There's a very common IOU that we like to write, called a check, at least according to some. We'll have to see as the sugya develops a little bit. What if the person standing under the chuppah, he can't find a ring, he doesn't want to write such a not nice, you know, pull out a piece of paper and write an IOU. He writes a check. He says, okay, listen, I'm so embarrassed, I can't find the ring. I bought the ring, it's worth $100. I owe you $100. And he signs his name, he hands it a piece of paper, hands it a check. Is that kedushin or is that not kedushin? Well, let's say other areas of halacha where the halacha requires nesinas kesef. We're going to have to talk about pidyon hekdesh, pidyon haben, other kinyani kesef, other potential areas where kesef is required. Is an IOU going to be acceptable or not? So the Rashba in one fell swoop said, an IOU is not acceptable. And we're suggesting that a check may be the equivalent of that. So we have to first analyze the Rashba shita. Do we accept this Rashba? Not accept the Rashba? What are the rayas for against the Rashba? And then after we get to that point, then we have to go back to the checking system and understand, is the modern-day check really the halakh equivalent of what the Rashba was talking about in the first place?
You can take the check one step further in comparison to a gold coin to a dollar bill, which is also one step removed.
Right, okay. So a bill may be something that we call kesef, it may be called engufa mamon. That's going to come up also. So it's not exactly the same as a check, but it's similar in the sense there's no intrinsic value, but it's different that at least a dollar bill has legal tender, so to speak, whereas a check only gets its koach because I'm the one who's signing my name on the bottom.
When the Gemara said kesef, it wasn't talking about things that were bartered or guaranteed itself. It had an intrinsic value.
Right. The kesef of the Gemara has intrinsic value. I'm sure it's a block of silver, right? That's literally what the kesef of the Gemara is talking about.
Because then the implication would be poed there by Pinyin Ben. If it works by Kedushin, could it work by
Kedushin? We got a lot of work to do. So let's try to begin just to focus on this Rashba, this Chiddush of the Rashba, that writing an IOU, leave out the checks, writing an IOU is not called Kesef, and therefore for Kikach, Ishish, or Kikach, Mr. Ephraim, an IOU would not be acceptable. How in the world did the Rashba know that this is not acceptable? He assumed it's such a Dava Pashut. So he brought several rayas to this. So let's take a look at the Gemaras that he brings a raya from first, and we'll go back to the Rashba inside. So beginning with the fourth of the Mar Mekamos, it's a Gemara Kedushin and Andav Ches. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman. Omar Lo Hiskatshe Li B'mona. Person standing under the chuppah, and he says to her, I want to be Mekadosh you with the value of money, I'm going to give you $100. The problem is, once again, the same guy is looking in his pocket, and he can't find $100. V'yiniach La Mashken Aleha. And he says to her, listen, it's very embarrassing, I don't have $100, I'm going to give you a collateral meanwhile. He takes off his watch, that he probably just got from the father-in-law. He takes off his watch and he says to him, listen, I'm not giving you the watch as kedushin. If you would be Makadisha with the watch, that would be fine. That's Shabbat Kesem. He wants the watch back next week. So he says, listen, I'm giving you the watch right now as collateral, as a mashkon for the $100. If the share brachas, I'll get some cash and I'll give you the $100 for kedushin that I'm supposed to give you. But meanwhile, let's not spoil the wedding. Right now, be Makadishas to me with the mashkon. So one would have thought, well, he gave her something. He gave her a mashkon. So Rava says the name of Nachman quite strongly, Eina Mekudeshes. That is not acceptable. You know why? Mona ain't kan, mashkon ain't kan. That there's no $100. He didn't give her the $100. $100 still sitting in the bank somewhere. He didn't transfer ownership of $100 to her. All he gave her was a mashkon. The mashkon is meaningless. A mashkon can't create kedushin. So mona ain't kan, the $100 wasn't there. It didn't affect Kedushin. The Mashkon didn't affect Kedushin either. So it's not clear for the Gemara what the problem is. The Gemara just says very clearly that it doesn't work, but it's not clear the reason. So Rav Nachman just described what happened, that there's no money, there's no Mashkon, but the question is why? What happened? What exactly is the deficiency of this strange kind of Kedushin? So the Ramban, in the fifth of the Ramakamos, it's always, whenever you read a Rashba, it's always helpful to know what the Ramban said, because the Rashba was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, who in turn was a Talmud of the Ramban. So you're talking two generations away. So very often the Shittas of Ramban will be reflected in the words of the Rashba. So the Ramban, on that sugya, gives you a whole arichos as to what exactly the problem is with the Nesinus HaMashkin. So says the Ramban, Mona Einkan Mashkin Einkan. Mashbali, would it sound to me, Dachi Perusha, this is what the Gemara means. Kevin Shu Einu Mekacha Begufo Shal Mashkon. He's clearly not being Mekadishar with the Gufa Mashkon. He doesn't want to give it his watch. Proof positive, he wants to watch back next week. So he's not interested in being Mekadishar with the Gufa Mashkon. What is he using Mashkon for? Afa Pisha Amala Kneoso Lashibud Mona Vikansa. The role of the Mashkon is not to serve as a kinyan haguf on the mashkon. The role of the mashkon is to serve as a shibud, to serve as something which is ultimately going to be obligated to collect the money. Namely, if he gave her the, if he just says the words, I'm going to give you $100, so she has no way of knowing that, no way of getting that $100. But if he gives her something that becomes meshuba, that becomes obligated, there's a lien now on that watch. So if at the end of the day he backs out and doesn't give her the $100, she'll hold on to the watch. So the watch is meshubud to that. I don't want to call it a loan, but to that statement of $100 that he obligated himself to give her, now she has some teeth to it, now she has something to collect it from. So that's what was created here. So says the Ramban, if you want to analyze precisely what transfer took place, what monetary transfer took place, there wasn't the kinyan haguf on the watch, because he in no shape or form wanted to do that to her. The only thing that was transferred to her was the rights of collection, the rights of a lien, the rights of a shibud. That's what she now has. So comes the Rabbani, continues. Ava bishamala kniyos al shibud. He did give her for the shibud, the shibud of a kansa, and she has a shibud. Now she can take him to court. If he reneges and doesn't give her the $100, she can hold on to that watch. So there was a kinyan, there was some kind of an acquisition, some kind of a transferring of quote unquote ownership that took place. But, says the Ramban, that's not sufficient for kedushin. Ein kan mashkon. When the Gemara says that mana ein kan mashkon ein kan, it's a little bit of a lav dafka. It doesn't mean the mashkon is meaningless. When you read the Gemara, it makes it sound like, this was a big joke. Mashkon ein kan. There's no mashkon here. No, says the Ramban. Of course there's a mashkon here. There's a mashkon here in Cheshe Mishpot. That's effective in monetary law. But the mashkon ein kan in Evan Ezer, namely the mashkon can't work to create kedushin. So the Lashon HaGemara, mashkon ein kan, is not what it sounded like. Mashkon ein kan doesn't mean what you did was a waste of time, was ineffective. What you did was very effective to get her to have rights to the watch. But that's not going to get her married to you. That's what mashkon ein kan means. So the Ramban says that the magic word kloimar, whenever you see a Rishon saying the word kloimar is always a code word for saying, I'm going to tell you pshat in the Gemara. This is not what it sounds like to the, you know, to the, on the simplistic level, but I'm telling you this is what the Gemara means. So ein kan mashkon kloimar, she'eino kone ba. You can't use this the sinus of mashkon to be kone. And why not? What's the problem? So here the Ramban explains, what is the deficiency? Why can't you be Mekadishar? The Havya Lekahal Va'a, the Lesa Be'en, Holu Mana Einkan, Lefikach Eino Mekudeshes, Mechoz Venota Mashkonu Mimena. So comes the Ramban and says, what the problem is as follows. The Gemara says a little bit later on, hopefully we're going to get to this in the Vavam and Beis, but the Gemara says, Mekadesh B'milva Eino Mekudeshes. Mekadesh B'milva means that Reuven's going out with Rachel, and Rachel asks to borrow $10. She borrows $10 from him, and she says, I'm going to pay it back in a few weeks. Meanwhile, they get engaged, they're standing under the chuppah, and now he's fiddling around, can't find the ring. So he whispers into her ear and says, you know, remember, you still owe me $10. Don't think I forgot. So, I'm not saying that's a good way to start off a marriage, but it says, you still owe me $10, and after Sherbach, I'm coming after you to get that $10 back, but you know what? Let's make a deal. I'm supposed to give you $10 now for Kesef Kedushin. I can't seem to find my ring. Why don't we just call it? We'll call it a wash. We'll swap. He says, Rebbe Kudeshesli, that I'm Meichel the $10 that you owe me. Now, if you think about it, he gave her $10 because she used to be in the red. She used to owe him $10. Now, Baruch Hashem, she breathes a sigh of relief. She doesn't owe him the $10 anymore. So that's equivalent to her making $10. So should that work? Maybe that's called Kesef. So the Gemara says very strongly, very clearly in Kedushin Navav, HaMakadosh B'Milva Einem Mekudeshes. That's not considered to be Kedushin. Why is that not considered to be Kedushin? So it's not 100% clear from the Gemara why that's not Kedushin. So the Ramban explains that the reason why that's not Kedushin is you didn't really give her anything. Kedushin means you have to take something in your Rishus and hand it over to her Rishus. When she owes you $10, you don't really own anything. Shibud is a very fluffy thing. I have a lien, I have a right, I have collection rights to something. That's not an ownership of something. That's not called the Nesinas HaKesef. So that's the reason why just the being mochel of a Shibud to the woman, that's not called giving her something for Kedushin. So the Ramban says that's exactly why the Nesinas HaMashkon doesn't work either. Because what is Nesinas HaMashkon? Nesinas HaMashkon, I'm not giving her an object, I'm giving her collection rights. I'm giving her a lien. I'm giving her a shibud. A shibud is a very nice thing in Cheshimish, but that's not called a nesinas hakesef for Evan or Ezer, and that's the reason why the Kedushin is no good. So at the end of the day, says the Ramban, the reason why mana einkan, mashkan einkan, is not because there's anything per se wrong with the type of a mashkan that you try to create. You can create, in theory, a relationship of a mashkan, but the relationship of I can't even use the words with a straight face, of ownership, the rights to a mashkon, the lien of a mashkon, the collection rights to a mashkon, that's not kesef kedushin, just as mechilas hashibud is not kesef kedushin. So neither the mechilas hashibud from the woman to the man is a kedushin, nor the creation of a shibud from the man to a woman is kedushin. Shibud just is not kedushin. Kedushin is rings, is money, is cash, is the shavik kesefs. Creation and dissolving of Shibudim back and forth is not considered to be Kesef Kedushin. So it's based on this Gemara and Avches with the Ramban's interpretation of the Gemara that the Rashba now explains that's exactly what's going on in the Shtar Shein Poter Behekdesh as well. So we'll go back to the Rashba now. So let's take a look back at the Rashba, the second line again from the Rashba and the third of the Mamakamos, where Rashi had created the case. Rashi had described the case of the shtar that the Gemara is talking about is the IOU. And the Rashba says, no way, that can't be the case. The Einu Mechuvah, that's not correct. The B'chai Gavra, in such a case, I feel be Isha Einu Mekudeshes. A type of a shtar that says IOU, X amount of money, is not acceptable. The Ilu Ha'omer Le'isha Aret Mekudeshes Li B'mana, because if a man writes to a woman, I'm Mekudeshes, you should be Mekudeshes to me with $100, U'mechayv Ani Lach B'shtar Be'osa Mana, and he obligates himself with a document to that effect, Ein Mekudeshes, that's no good. And how did the Rashba know it's no good? So listen to the Gemara that the Rashba almost quotes and paraphrases. The Mana Ein Kan, Ushtar Ein Kan, because the $100 isn't there, and the document isn't there as well. So when you see that phrase in the Rashba, Mana Einkan, Shtar Einkan, you know right away that the Rashba has his eyes on the Gemara in Kedushin and Tavches. He conveniently cut out a word or put in his own word because he's quoting the Gemara, Mana Einkan, Mashkan Einkan, but he knew exactly what it says in the Gemara. He's quoting the Gemara almost incorrectly because he's trying to make a point. He's trying to say, just as the Gemara says that Mashkan Einkan, so too Shtar Einkan. Because if you think about it, it's the same thing. What is the deficiency of Mashkan Einkan? How did the Ramban, his Rebbe's Rebbe, learn Pshat in the Gemara? That even though it's a great thing giving a Mashkan, it's very effective, it accomplishes a lot of Chesh Mishpat, but in Evan Ezra it falls short because you can't be Bekash Nisha with either the creation of a Shibud or the dissolving of a Shibud. So the Rashba says, what's the difference whether you're creating the Shibud Derech Mashkan or you're creating the Shibud Derech Hashtar? If I write you an IOU that says, I owe you $100, do I owe you the money? Absolutely. Did I give you anything yet? No. Did we create a Shibud? Absolutely. Can a Shibud be effective for Kedushin? Absolutely not. So the Rashba says, the case that I'm describing that's not effective for Kedushin, my refutation of Rashi, is predicated on my Rebbe's learning of the Gemara, Mana Einkan, Mashkan Einkan. So if I had a blackboard here, I'd make one equation. Mashkan equals Shtar. Mashkan is a method in halacha that creates shibudim, but falls short for kedushin. IOU, aksivas hashtav, an IOU is a method in halacha that creates shibudim that falls short for kedushin. That's the Rashba's yisoid. So that's the first proof of the Rashba. Before we get to analyze the second proof of the Rashba, we have to ask ourselves: is that proof ironclad or not? Is there a way to refute that proof? May Rashi perhaps refute that proof? So obviously the proof is only as strong as the Gemara Kedusha and Daf Ches is. So remember the Gemara Kedusha and Daf Ches says, Mana ain't kan, Mashkan ain't kan. We should already have an inkling that there are going to be others who learn the Gemara differently from the Ramban. Because when we read the Ramban, we were bedayik from Lashon Ramban. If the Ramban had to say the magic word koimar, not only is that a dead giveaway that this is not the only way in the Gemara, for sure the Rishonim are going to disagree with this. So who are the Rishonim who are going to disagree with this? And once you disagree with the reading of the Gemara Kedusha and Daf Ches, then you're very likely going to disagree with the application, with the extrapolation to the case of a shtar. So what is the other potential reading of the Gemara Kedusha and Daf Ches? So we take a look quickly at the sixth of the Maamar Kamos. The Baal comes to the Rush and Kedusha in the first Praxim in Yud. So the Rush explains the Gemara with a little bit of a different nuance. Why does this not work? What's the chisaron of mashkan in kan? Lefi she'ena mashkan meshubad leklum. Because the mashkan just didn't work. There's no such entity called giving a watch as a mashkan and calling it a day. The Rashba and the Ramban were quick to point out that the nesidus of mashkan was valid. What you did worked in dinim amenis, but it's going to fall short when we try to apply it to Ebenezer. The Rush says that the case is dead on arrival. The mashkan didn't work. That's exactly what the Gemara says, mashkin enkan. Remember the Ramban had to say, kloimer, mashkin enkan means, of course there's a mashkin, but it doesn't work for Kedushin. The Rush says, no, that's not what it means. It means there's no mashkin altogether. But the million-dollar question, according to the Rush, is, and why is there no mashkin? We never heard of a mashkin. There are Parshas and Chumash, the Torah and Parshas Kiseit say, talks about it, $800, they give you a mashkin. There are Mishnais, Gemara, and Shas about the institution of a mashkin. So what's wrong with this mashkin? So tomorrow we have to figure out, according to the Rush, what is the deficiency of this mashkin? What do those magic words, mashkin, enkan, mean, according to the Rush? And once we understand the Gemara according to the Rush, then we'll understand why the proof of the Rashba was not correct according to the Rush, and eventually take this Rashba and Rush and plug it right back at the Asug again. So that's him tomorrow. We'll pick up with the Shittas.